Ah, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be right. Be satisfied to be right in trying to analyze cases in just one question out of 1,000, because it only takes one question to crack a case. They just said, be satisfied to be right no oftener than that. And boy, you'll be a wizard. Providing you can bear being wrong 999 times without all of a sudden feeling assaulted, blighted, disgraced, and a candidate for ejection from the human race. You got to be willing to be wrong, you know. So you weren't right, so it wasn't children. Now, instead of going, well, oh, they're children, and your children, you say, well, let's see, how do you feel about mothers of children? How do you feel about mothers? How do you feel about mothers? How do you feel about mothers? Let's see, classifications of mothers. How do you feel about married mothers? How do you feel about unmarried mothers? Well, all right. Now it's getting someplace. Did you ever have a child, Miss Smith?
Yes, I did. I didn't mean to. So forth.
God, do you ever guess it? Well, it's just pure genius, that's all, see? Genius, that's all. But genius consists of being able to be right sometimes and never upset if you're wrong, but trying again. But it's you that make this thing talk. And it's you that makes the PC talk. And it's you that runs the session. And your cause in a session. And all this thing does is tell you if you're going the right direction, gives you a clue as to where the PC sits and what the PC's all about, gives you a comprehension of whether or not you're flattening the process. And that's about all it does. But believe me, that's plenty. Without something to check up on you, you, me, or anybody else would ride our own hobby horses. Very interesting, you know, that auditors are very loath to really dig up overt acts and withholds off PCs. And it's very peculiar, but they are very loath to do so. You would be amazed how long some auditors will sit with some tremendous overt act on the PC, staring them in the face, actually buying from the PC the fact they've got the PC's overt act. But the PC's processes don't flatten and nothing happens, and the PC's kind of going around yakking. He really thinks he can audit, but he really can't audit, you know. He ran the wrong process on me, but I didn't tell him. I tried to make it look like a session, you know. Let me tell you something. That auditor hadn't got that PC's overts. Now, because it's so close to PT, and because we mustn't divulge all the secrets of the PCs and so forth, that we recover in session and all that, write them down and send them to St. Hill. You don't have to hold on to them. I'll be responsible for them. Don't think that PCs run badly, or that PCs are very difficult, or that some PCs are harder than other PCs. Just think this way, that some overt acts are harder to get to than others. Because with the overts and the withholds off, every PC is strictly pianola. They run like pushing little doll baby carriages down the very smoothly paved cement sidewalk.